Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
First question.
What are you listening to?
Best show in the world.
To each his own.
Okay, second question. Can you tell me what day it is?
First Key Thursday!
You seem very excited.
You seem excited.
Of course! Why wouldn't I be?
Why wouldn't I be?
I mean, it's not...
It's not the weekend.
It's just Thursday.
Close enough.
Okay, final question.
What time is it?
It's showtime. That's what it is. Showtime.
Yes, it is.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. As we kick off show number 1,839.
Nice.
For those people keeping track, as we, of course, know it, it's better known as Thursday morning.
Yes, next in line, baby. Tomorrow is the weekend, and we spring forward this weekend, by the way.
Are you ready for it?
I am ready for it. It always throws me off for a day or two.
Already
no matter which way we go.
Light outside right now.
Yeah, it is. I like this.
Kind of nice.
I like it. Oh, my gosh. Next week?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
It'll already be
crazy.
7 o'clock.
Yeah. So. It'll be Tuesday on Monday, practically. Not really, but sort of.
And, of course, our Friday,
yes,
everybody would say.
You, Mike.
I know it takes a while to get used to it.
It does.
But, again, we have talked about this before, in fact, with the governor.
Right. Yeah, I know.
We've told Steve Sisolak that, you know, once we go to spring forward,
yeah,
let's just stay there.
How easy would that be now? As of, you know, Sunday, we'd be done.
Yeah.
We'd be all done, people.
And caught up we wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yes.
I don't know what the problem is.
I know. Governor, if you're listening, leave it be. Just
That's
leave it.
It
be. Don't even submit the paperwork.
No.
Just nobody say anything. Just shush.
Just
don't do it. Just
quickly, shush. Quickly sign
yeah.
the paper.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Slip it in
it.
There.
We're sunshine.
Not doing this?
Okay. No, sunshine today and tomorrow. Going to be a nice weekend. In fact, high today in the mid to upper 70s. 76 the high today, 78 tomorrow, 49 now. And Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Oh, there is a lot of it. Do you want to be Bradley Cooper's girlfriend? I'll tell you how you can do that.
All right, more on that story and others after Pat Benatar.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
A little breaking news today. If you're a Katy Perry or Orlando Bloom fan, they just announced they're expecting their first child together.
Really?
Having a baby, yep.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, I think Orlando already has like a teenager, I think. A young teenager, I know, from another, was he married or another relationship?
Yeah.
He's Orlando Bloom. Who cares? Good for him and her. Supposedly Bradley Cooper has asked Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively to help him find love. Sources say he's a difficult guy to date. He's got a bit of a prickly personality. Now, Ryan and Blake have put together a criteria, they say, for single female pals that might want to become Bradley's girlfriend. It's got to be a girl who's smart, sexy, good sense of humor, and a very strong sense of self. So, I got 2.5, maybe.
That's it?
I'm not dumb.
Right.
I got a good sense of humor. I have a pretty strong sense of self. You're on your own
smart.
With the sexy. Bradley, you're on your own there.
Well,
but I have a good personality. I've got a good personality.
Maybe some might find you very
That's
sexy.
That's true. That
and
is
he
very
might
true.
Do that.
That's very true.
With the, yeah. With the combination of education and smarts and sense
you.
Of humor.
I know.
Maybe he might find that very sexy.
And that's true. I might be the one scrutinizing you, Bradley, as opposed to the reverse. So get over yourself, Mr. Prickly. Jeez. Maybe change that attitude a little bit.
Well, I don't think
along.
You're going to be able to date him with that outlook.
That's right.
But that's just me.
Who's singing lead here? La 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 la. Tom Brady speculation. This is all getting ridiculous. Supposedly, they say a somewhat credible report that the Patriots and the 49ers could make a Brady Garoppolo trade. I don't believe that for a minute.
No, I
don't believe it.
Because
for a minute.
If I'm Garoppolo,
yeah,
no, I'm not going
why.
Back.
No.
I was
not
in
at
the
all.
Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think we can win this year
yes.
or this season.
Maybe we can. Yeah, you stay where you are, Tom.
Yeah.
I'll stay where I am. Mick Jagger, his movie. What is it? The Burnt Orange Heresy. It comes out tomorrow. He says there are two reasons he hasn't done more acting. Laziness and not getting a decent script. He said, well, I'd like to do a lot more, but
yeah.
you know, the film world is interesting. You don't get a lot of interesting scripts.
And I just don't want to.
And that's what he said. He said, if it was my only job, I might do just anything, but I have a job.
Right.
So he doesn't really need to.
No. I'm not getting off the couch for that.
Yes, yeah, well, would I? And Genesis, the reunion tour. I mentioned it yesterday. Phil Collins' son will be doing the drumming on that show. However, Phil says he's going to try to do some. He said, I'm going to do, you know, some bits on the tour, he said, and I've started thinking seriously about what I'm going to do and what songs to play on. So,
if he just does the
that'd be so cool. Where he is singing, and then bam, he's on the drums.
And that's
there.
It.
Would love that. Hey, don't miss Kansas at the Smith Center Live, March 21st.
Carla is hosting another Girls' Night Out, one of those iconic nights. It's going to be with Billy Idol over at the Pearl inside the Palms. We have one last chair to fill along with you and your BFF for women only. Tell you how to do that in about 6-7 minutes from now. You know, your first chance to score some wham. Today's the final day.
Yep.
You have a chance to put $100 in your pocket, qualify for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Your first wham code word coming up 8 o'clock, so make sure you're listening for that. Steve Perry and O'Sherry.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. Wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KLZ.
So for the first, past couple of weeks, we've been filling chairs for Carla's Girls' Night Out. This is going to be with Billy Idol over at the Pearl inside the Palms, happening a week from tomorrow night.
Yes, I know.
Wow, this is so cool. You're going to party like an 80s rock star. You're going to start off at Maybell's with some food and beverage. And then everybody has tickets for Billy Idol in concert. These are special upgraded VIP seats in those boxes. When you go into the Pearl, they're off to the side of the stage.
Right.
And there's different levels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of those VIP boxes has Carla's name on it.
Nice.
Yeah, I know.
So that's where you're going to be for this Girls' Night Out next Friday. One more chair to fill. This is for women only. We're going to do a version of,
Pyramid.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Pyramid. Just like on the TV show, the game show Pyramid.
Yes, 25,000, 100,000. This is Billy Idol Pyramid.
Billy Idol Pyramid. 3 out of 3, and you are a winner. So, ladies, if you're up this morning, need a girls' night out, we got one set up for you. Got the phone lines on hold right now, only because we're going to get through news, traffic, and weather with John Schaefer. But then we'll look for, starting with caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. Good luck. Lolita on the phone. Boy, that name just reeks of fun.
I love it. I know.
Lolita, are you fun?
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready to join Carla for a girls' night out?
Yes, hopefully.
All right, here we go. 3 out of 3 in Mike and Carla's pyramid game. Lolita already knows how to play the game, so put 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Number 1.
Gates, Clinton, Murray,
Philly.
Yes.
Number 2.
London, Liverpool.
Cities in England.
Yes.
Yes. Number 3.
Brides, grooms, cake, something.
Wedding things.
Yes, Lolita. Good job. You're in. You are joining me. Girls' Night Out, Billy Idol, March 13th. That is next Friday night.
Awesome. Thank you.
Tickets from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Your first chance to score some wham. Walking around money. Put $100 in your pocket. Qualify for the $5,000 grand prize that we have to give away. Courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Of course, today being the last day, tomorrow morning.
Yes.
8 o'clock hour, we will announce the grand prize winner. But your first chance to win less than an hour from now, 8 o'clock. So
right.
Make sure you're listening for that.
It's
all over the news. Thoughts and prayers to those people in Nashville. Boy, devastating tornado. And I just wanted to play this real quick. This is amazing. This is where you don't want to be when a tornado is heading towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is 375 feet in the air in a crane. So the guy's working construction. He's in a crane and literally sees the tornado coming at him. Listen to this.
There's a real tornado right there. Oh, my God.
something happens, I'll make sure everybody knows I love them, Carla. This is no joke. There's a real tornado. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now, the good news is he survived it. But had the presence of mind.
Oh, to ask me to tell everyone that he loves them. It sounded like he said my name.
He said Carla.
What?
There's a real tornado right there. Oh, my God. If something happens, I'll make sure everybody knows I love them, Carla. This is no joke. There's a real tornado. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
See, that's a lot of pressure on you.
Oh, jeez. Well, luckily, he was okay.
He was
good
okay.
Lord. Crazy. Just
but if
crazy,
you want to find out how you can donate to the American Red Cross to help those out in Nashville, just go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. Luckily for us, here in Vegas, sunshine today, tomorrow, right through the weekend. Maybe a little breezy over the weekend, but high today, 76, 79, the high tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine, 51 now. Let's do it. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Morty, the coronavirus has taken out Baby Yoda.
What?
Yeah. Hasbro's supply chain has been disrupted by the outbreak, and that could slow their efforts to deliver those Baby Yodas that everybody ordered, like, last December that they were expecting in May. Yeah, they don't know that that's going to necessarily happen. And if the outbreak continues into the summer, that's going to be a huge problem for Christmas. So, yeah, all they got to make those things. Poor
this
Baby
has
Yoda.
To stop.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Now, they're talking about possibly March Madness, the tournament being held in empty arenas. So, you know, you get more people in there. You don't want that. So that could happen. NBA has told players to stop high-fiving fans, you know, when they're winning, when they're doing well. Now, it won't affect the Pistons or the Bulls. That's for sure. All right. That's when you
and
win.
And it won't affect the Vegas Golden Knights because in hockey you wear gloves.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Hoy
vey. Well, hockey, they've announced that they're going to halt all international flights unless you do it personal, and then in that case they tell you don't show up.
Oh.
Yeah, of course, I don't know that there's a, you know, big corona going on. Now you hear nothing about Canada.
No.
They're fine. That's my next home up there. Nothing happens up there. Everybody's happy. They're just happy.
Seems like
everybody's happy. Bunch of Dudley Do-Rights up there. I'm not stereotyping, but they're that nice.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, Carla.
What was her name?
Nell.
No, was that it? Who's the other person I'm thinking of? This is going to bother me.
There was Dudley Do-Right.
Yeah.
There was Nell. Was that his horse, though?
Yeah. See, that who?
And then the Whiplash.
Me.
There was the villain was Whiplash.
Look him up, Morty. There's a weird name that's sticking in my head I can't think of. Okay. One other thing. Good news now.
Snidely?
With the coronavirus. Snidely?
Snidely.
Snidely Whiplash.
Snidely Whiplash.
Snidely Whiplash.
See, I told you there was
that
a Whiplash.
Was it. Yes. God.
Okay.
And good news with the coronavirus, apparently.
Carla ran into a guy yesterday. Why did he stand out? Maybe people can help us out with this.
He was wearing those, you know, those pants. I think they were like in the 80s. You guys used to wear them, especially guys who worked out. He's that big muscular guy, but older. And they're those, like, kind of, they were almost parachute-y pants, but I think they Velcroed at the waist, and they were really loud, printy, like leopard print.
Did they gather at the bottom?
Yes. What, they were called something. I don't know what those were called. Why did you guys wear those?
Well, first of all, I can't remember what they were called.
Right?
I know.
Like boobies or boozies or something. I don't. I
just wore them because they were comfortable.
Yeah,
I don't remember the Velcro thing. I just remember there was a band.
Or maybe that's it. Maybe there's,
like a high-waisted band.
Right. And I think, like, the brand was on, like, a front thing that looked kind of belty almost. But
and
it
then
was just
you wore the
label.
You cut off the sleeves of a T-shirt.
Oh, dear God.
And then you cut it in half.
Or he was, he shouldn't have been wearing it. I mean, he's in good shape and all, but he's older.
Right.
Mesh. It was the mesh.
Oh, the mesh?
You know, to show off the vibe.
That's awesome.
Oh, is it though?
That's awesome. I mean, if you could still pull that off.
He could. I mean, it's just, you know, he's. I think he's a former bodybuilder.
Yeah, well, who's going to tell him
really
not to then?
Well, that's very true. But those,
They had a name.
they did, and I'm sure somebody can help us out. But I was just Zumbas.
I love that.
Somebody wrote Zumba and Zubas.
Somebody just
Zubas.
Texted
They're in. Zubas.
Perfect.
That's it. But that's. I was kind of wondering. Just that, like, is there an article of clothing? Because you just mentioned they were so comfortable.
Yeah.
Is there an article of clothing that you guys, gals, that you miss?
It wouldn't be those.
That you loved wearing.
It wouldn't be those. But I will tell you, if I could, if they came back, I would be the first in line. I thought the bigger the bell, the better on
bell
jeans.
Bell bottoms, yeah.
Ah, I just thought they were so cool.
Yeah, how come guys can't wear those?
I don't know.
Girls can wear them, but for you guys, and I joke about it, but like you could scoop up small animals. Those things were huge. You could, and not even know it.
No. And with my short legs, even with my short legs.
Right.
I just thought they were the coolest.
Yeah.
Anybody else? 702-739-9636. That piece of clothing that you wish you could still wear or it was still fashionable.
I'd love to see in those bells, man. That's
you know what?
So cool.
If I could fit in a pair that I used to have.
Tell me about it.
I would be the
people
first.
Still texting in about those fashions.
Yes.
That piece of clothing that you would still wear if you could.
Yep.
If you could bring it back.
I thought this was fitting. Now this is so funny. Charlie said, I remember being about 5 or 6 years old and wearing what they called Nehru collars.
Oh.
My brothers had those shirts.
I had some very nice Nehru shirts.
And it was open, right? Like a priest's shirt almost.
Yeah, you had that cutout collar. And so it was like a square.
Right.
But you would button it up. And then if it was fancy schmancy, then you'd put beads on or something like that.
Yeah, there you go. Actually,
going well with bell bottoms.
Wow, right? You wore those out, though, outside.
Yes.
No. This is pretty funny now.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, my gosh. This is so funny. One of our listeners, he has a pair of the Zubas. Cincinnati Bengals Zubas. I said, well, maybe next year will be your year. He said, yeah, I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, you might want to hop on a roof somewhere.
Yes, exactly.
Until they go to the playoffs.
Now, Lynn said, I really, really miss my stonewashed jean jacket with the white fringe on it. That was hot for the girls back in the day. It had a little fringe on it, the stonewashed.
Oh.
Yeah, stonewashed was, boy, you loved it or hate it. For me, my Z Cavaricci jeans.
You always mention those.
Loved
if you could bring those back.
They were the coolest. They kind of flapped over and buttoned. They were expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Really expensive.
Hold on. Ron, what is it?
Oh, the bell bottoms, of course.
Yeah, see?
You guys like those.
I think a lot of I agree. I think a lot of guys would love the bell bottoms to come back.
I don't know why they went away, but the skinny jeans, it makes the girls' feet look like they're gunboats. Sorry.
You're right about that.
So Ron would like bell bottoms to come back for both men and women.
Women have a little bit of a bell, but not quite like they used to be.
Oh, that's funny. I just remember in the early 70s, you know, the bigger the better.
And what shirt did you accompany those with?
I've talked about these before, you can still get them, but I've never seen them anywhere. I think online. The Knick-Knick shirt.
Oh, yeah, Knick-Knicks. That's right.
They were, what, nylon?
Yeah, they were nylon.
100% nylon.
Yeah, don't walk near a flame at all.
Your chance to put some wham in your pocket coming up here in minutes.
It's time to win some wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, one of your first last chances to win some money. $100 in your pocket. This hour's Wham code word, sunrise.
Sunrise. S-U-N-R-I-S-E, sunrise.
That's the word you need. Sunrise to text to 59457. That is 59457. Or enter it online at 96.3kklz.com. You've got until 8:15 to do that. The word sunrise. Spell it correctly. And you know what? You could win that $100. Put that in your pocket. And you'll also qualify for the $5,000 grand prize we are giving away to tomorrow. Again, this hour's Wham code word, sunrise. Text it 59457. You got 15 minutes. Good luck.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. Who's on our phone this morning?
Hey, guys. This is Rosemary. I just wanted to tell you guys, you make me laugh freaking every morning. Thank you.
Rosemary, you're awesome.
I miss those Adidas, the sweatsuits, the silk ones. They were like, I don't know, they're like $50 to $70 for a suit. And
right.
You wear them all the time, and they would look good, and you could wear them to work, and you could wear them anywhere you wanted, and they looked nice.
Right.
And they were so comfortable.
Now, are you talking the nice nylon ones, or are you talking the velour?
Nope, the nice nylon ones.
Again, a piece of clothing you didn't want to get around an open flame.
Yes, because, absolutely. It was one and done.
Rosemary, you have a great day, and thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for playing, guys.
The same thing with the Knick-Knick shirts. They were nylon. And they, by the way, for those people that don't know, the Knick-Knick shirt at the time, the pattern you bought, that was the only one of its kind.
Right.
That's what made them so popular. By the way, the look and everything else and how they felt.
Yeah. By the way, if you want to look them up, it's Nick.
That's it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It had a little Knick-Knick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had like, little, on like somewhere on their shirt,
I
forget.
It was like the little tag or label.
That's not a Knick-Knick because I don't see Knick-Knick on the shirt.
Oh, man.
Sunshine today, tomorrow, maybe some high clouds, high in the mid to upper 70s today and tomorrow. It's about 51 outside, by the way. Those Disney 4-packs we have to give away a little bit later on this morning. 8:40, in fact, later this hour, your chance to win a Disneyland 4-pack. 8:40, make sure you're listening for that. Right now, another take from Carla on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Alex Trebek still going fairly strong. He is now one of the 18% of people who survive a year with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Good news, but he says it's not been real easy. There are times he's thought about just giving up, but he wouldn't. Because he says it would be a betrayal of everyone supporting him. So good for him. He is definitely still hanging in there, man, and still looks good. Queen Elizabeth had lunch with Prince Harry. This was yesterday. Apparently they're getting along. I don't know what, was spoken of. I'm sure we'll see that in, season 15 of The Crown. We'll see that lunch.
So do we still refer to him as Prince Harry?
Harry. I know, but I call him that. I guess it's now a nickname. Just a nickname now.
Okay.
That's all, Prince Harry. Because if I just mention Harry, everybody's going to say, who are you talking? Prince Harry.
Okay. Your Highness, Harry's here.
That's right. Used to be Prince Harry. There. Formerly.
The Harry, formerly known as Prince.
Harry. Anthrax singer Joey Belladonna has started a Journey cover band, Mike.
What?
Yeah.
You're in Anthrax.
I know. Dude, do you really? Okay. I don't know. I think I can officially stop believing now. I really think so. Wow. And Enrique Iglesias and Ricky Martin will be touring together this fall. And might I just say, muy caliente. Those two together. Hello. Fuego.
In bell bottoms.
Yeah,
Knick-Knick shirts.
I don't care.
And chains.
I got to tell you, I don't care what either one of them are wearing. They are just hot. Do not miss Kansas live at the Smith Center March 21st.
You hear about band drama. Boy, your Journey right now going through a mess of band drama. It's 8:27. Hey, yesterday it was all over social media, the big news about Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah.
The first big event, we're talking major, big event, will be a concert. And they announced the artist yesterday, and it's Garth Brooks.
Yeah, they sure did.
People freaked out. So Garth Brooks will be the first major concert at Allegiant Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tickets go on sale next Friday.
Right.
And Garth and his people are saying fans should go now to Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks. Click on Insider Tips to create an account or refresh their existing Ticketmaster account for a quicker purchasing experience. Now, I will tell you this, and don't ask me how we got tickets, but we will have tickets to give away for this one-time event in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Right on.
That's
excellent.
All I can say. And you and I were talking about it off air.
Well, that's a...
Besides Garth Brooks, you're talking probably, it seats for a football, 65,000.
Right.
So for an artist, for a concert... Has to be what, 75, 80,000?
Oh, yeah.
Minimum?
I'm sure. Well, it's got to be. Well, yeah, I don't know what it allows for, but you're still talking 70,000 people.
Right.
You know,
who else could fill that stadium? You and I were talking, and we thought Stones.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Paul McCartney.
Right. You too. Bruce Springsteen came up.
Yeah.
You know.
Taylor Swift. Somebody had mentioned Taylor Swift could probably.
She probably could. It's a new stadium, though. I quite honestly, Garth is really cool. I think you and I could fill that stadium. But that's me.
Being the first
show.
But
there,
it doesn't hurt.
No.
For it to be Garth Brooks.
Listen, if we opened for Garth.
Wouldn't that be awesome? You know what? Where's our kazoos?
Can we do the onstage? I know it.
We could do Friends in Low Places, right?
Yes, we could. Yes, we could, Mike. Yes.
Strike that up a little bit. There you go. Who would not want that as an opening act?
Oh, Garthy Garth. Hello.
Garthy Garth.
Gartholomew. Hello.
Well, we will have tickets to give away here in a couple of weeks. But tickets go on sale next Friday. Boy, oh boy, is that going to be a hot ticket. Yes. Not only for Garth, but being the first big concert at Allegiant Stadium.
That's a huge deal.
I'll tell you what a hot ticket is.
Ooh.
Disneyland family 4-packs.
Yeah.
We have those to give away. It's Thespian Thursday. We'll do that here in about 5-6 minutes. All right, here we go. Your chance to win a family 4-pack down to Disneyland, courtesy of the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. A new segment on the Mike and Carla Morning Show. We're calling this Thespian Animated
Theater.
Here you go.
Okay, listen closely. I'd like to help you, but I can't.
I'd like to tell you to take a copy of your policy to Norma Wilcox. That is Norma Wilcox, W-I-L-C-O-X, on the third floor, but I can't.
I also do not advise you to fill out a WS-2574 form with our legal department on the second floor.
I would not expect someone to get back to you quickly to resolve the matter. I'd like to help, but there's nothing I can do.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I know you're upset. Pretend to be upset.
There you go.
That was great.
All right. That was
really good.
A little long, but nonetheless.
Right there.
All you have to do is figure out the name of the movie that is from.
Yes.
That scene is from 702-739-9636. I want to play it one more time.
Okay.
Listen closely.
Okay. Listen closely. I'd like to help you, but I can't.
I'd like to tell you to take a copy of your policy to Norma Wilcox. That is Norma Wilcox, W-I-L-C-O-X, on the third floor, but I can't.
I also do not advise you to fill out a WS-2574 form with our legal department on the second floor.
I would not expect someone to get back to you quickly to resolve the matter. I'd like to help, but there's nothing I can do.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I know you're upset. Pretend to be upset.
All right, ninth caller, you're a winner. 702-739-9636. Identify from that scene the title of the movie from Disney. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win these family 4-packs to Disneyland with a segment of
Thespian Animated Theater.
Okay, listen closely. I'd like to help you, but I can't.
I'd like to tell you to take a copy of your policy to Norma Wilcox. That is Norma Wilcox, W-I-L-C-O-X, on the third floor, but I can't.
I also do not advise you to fill out a WS-2574 form with our legal department on the second floor.
Carla, we have Rhonda on the phone. Rhonda, can you identify from that scene the name of that movie?
I think it's The Incredibles, right?
Yes!
Good job! That's fantastic. I love that movie.
It is a great movie.
Well, you love the movie, and you're going to love Disneyland.
I am beyond ecstatic.
You're at work, aren't you?
Yeah, every work has to be very hush-hush.
I can't scream.
But if I didn't, I would be screaming.
You got a family four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets for Disneyland Resort from the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. By the way, for everybody else who couldn't get through, second chance to win. Right now, you can go on our website and register for the same family four-pack at 96.3kklz.com. But you already have yours, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Always. Thank you.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3kklz Las Vegas. Wham! That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. This hour's Wham! Code word, Clark.
Clark. C-L-A-R-K. Clark, like in the high school.
Yes, or the county in which we live.
Oh.
Text Clark to 59457. That is 59457, or enter it online, 96.3kklz.com. You've got until 9:15 to do it. Spell it correctly. And I'll tell you what, you might just put that $100 in your pocket and also qualify for the $5,000 grand prize we are giving away tomorrow. Again, this hour's Wham! Code word, Clark. Text it to 59457. You do have 15 minutes, so do it. Good luck.
If you just missed it, the word is Clark. Clark is the word that you have to text to the short code 59457. So if you could text it or enter it on the website, 96.3kklz.com. Put a little Wham! In your pocket. $100, some walking around money. Qualify for the $5,000 grand prize that we have to give away tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour. We will announce that grand prize winner, courtesy, of course, Dollar Loan Center. But the word right now is Clark. Still have a couple of minutes to do that, so make sure you do it now. Here you go. Some weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, a guy in Ohio told his older sister 5 years ago that he would bring a llama as a date to her wedding. So, she got married this past weekend, and he actually did bring a llama as his date.
That's my brother.
The picture of her furious reaction to him has now gone viral.
It's pretty good. No, it's my brother.
Yeah.
God.
He's not really a part of the family.
God.
But if you want to hear it and see it, you can do that.
Yes.
Bring him. Why would you do that? I would just think as the guy, it would be a hassle. To bring a llama to a wedding or to
I'm
anywhere
wondering,
for that.
Though, if it was more like, if you ever get married, I'm going to bring a llama to your wedding.
Maybe
so
that's it.
That's what I'm
Maybe
wondering,
that's it.
Because that'd be a guy thing.
Well, if you're going to quit a job, this might be the way to do it. And especially at a fast food place, a Wendy's employee. Well, this video is going viral for she quit her job and then left through the drive-through window.
Great.
Maybe she was working the drive-through. But here she is quitting.
I'm gonna quit right now. It's hard for me because I love this job and I worked here for a year and I actually really like it. But the managers, the new ones, are being really mean to me.
Hey, John. I quit.
Okay.
Well, Maria.
And there she goes out the
Good
window.
Good for you.
I'm not a lost cause and I quit.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Good for you.
She's gone.
My luck would be like 10 people in front of me. I'm trying to make a grand exit here and... Hello?
I want it to go viral.
Move.
You're not helping.
Yeah, don't pay it forward. Now I have to pay. Oh, man. I just want to quit.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, listen. A house in Prince Edward Island, Canada. Listen, this is just a reminder to put your laundry away when you're done, when you take it out.
Mm-hmm.
This past Sunday morning, his house caught on fire.
What?
Fire inspector figured out that it was caused by a pile of laundry fresh out of the dryer that spontaneously combusted on the couch.
Whoa.
Yeah. No one was hurt, thank God. But yeah, he just put the laundry down and poof.
Yeah.
It just went. So be careful, people. Don't make your couch a, you know, chest of drawers. How about that?
I'll put it away later.
Yeah, I know. And I'm notorious for that.
Are you?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I fold it all up and then it's there till I go upstairs. That's right. And a guy in China passed passed his driver's test. Very happy about it. And he looked down at some texts from friends that were congratulating him on his phone, and he crashed his car into the river.
Oh.
Yeah.
In the river.
Yes, into the river. His car literally just poof, jumped into the river. He was able to escape his car before it sunk, but he did dislocate his shoulder in the incident.
Oh.
But he already had his driver's license, so it wasn't during the test. So,
okay. Winner!
Who's the winner now? I have my driver's license. I'll drive. That's okay, Shang.
Yeah.
It's all right. We can drive ourselves.
Shang.
Thank you. That's his name, actually.
Okay.
It is Thursday. It is your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
Orrin Gilbert. He lives in Fisherville, Virginia, about 100 miles northwest of Richmond. He's 95 years old. He's been helping out at his local 7-Eleven free of charge for 30 years.
Wait a now, second. How old is he?
He's 95.
So he's been helping out since mid-60s.
Since he was 65 years old. Now, no one asked him to. He was just there one day. He noticed the employees were overwhelmed. It was pretty busy. So he pitched in however he could. Shows up 6 days a week now, 5 a.m., to help out. He skips Sundays for church.
Well, of course.
He's not allowed to make the coffee, so he just keeps an eye on things. He turns all the labels out, makes sure everything, you know, is neat and tidy. The store gave him his own 7-Eleven hat. They gave him his jacket, but he doesn't want money.
Oh.
So they pay him in some food, coffee, if he wants it. They want to give him something. But he retired from the post office back in the day, and he says he just never got out of the habit of getting up early and going somewhere. He's also lived alone since his wife passed away a few years ago. So it's good for him. He likes being around other people and just helping out. And the employees just love him. They say he's like family. He says they're like family. If he doesn't show up, the owner goes to his house, make sure he's okay. He's 95 years old. Yeah.
I bet.
And customers call him a well-respected leader of the community. Orrin Gilbert Jr.
We salute you.
Yeah.
You know what? If I'm still around at that age.
I know.
And I can hang out at a 7-Eleven and they'll spiff me a couple of quarter-pound hot dogs.
I was going to say a couple of hot dogs, right? And a Diet Pepsi? Yeah.
As they would say,
you're in.
Back then, I'm in like Flint.
What's Mike doing? Is he doing some consulting work?
Yes.
No, he's helping out over at 7-Eleven. Yeah, he's been there 30 years.
I'm turning around the cans of soup.
Yeah.
So the labels are all the same. So that's what I'm doing. That's awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Well, if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Or better yet, give us your version of a super local hero. Just by dialing us up while we're on the air at 702-739-9636. 939, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto home life at shelterinsurance.com. This morning's recap sponsored by Kimberly, who's been listening all morning long.
Yes, if you've been listening, you know what we're talking about. She says, good morning, y'all. Number one, hell no to bell bottoms. Number two, you can still buy Zubas. Number three, Mike, you can get a vintage Nick Nick shirt for $189 to $349. Whoa. Number four, they're ugly. Have a wonderful day.
You know what, Kim? Basically, nice recap.
Yeah.
We love it when listeners give their own recap to our show. All right, that about does it for us. Make sure you're listening in about 20 minutes. Wendy Rush going to keep you company throughout the workday. She'll have your next chance to score some Wham. Today's the last day.
Yes!
We announced the grand prize winner tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour. But your next chance to win with her, Wendy Rush, 10 o'clock. She'll have a code word, a Wham code word for you. So otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe. And as we always say, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.